Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Living Daily, Episode 71, What You Need to Know Before Starting a New Habit, by Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, Life Optimizers. I'm Justin Mollick, and this is Optimal Living Daily. Welcome back if you're a daily listener, and welcome if you're a first-time oldie. Old standing for Optimal Living Daily, of course. Today I'm back with another post from the Zen master, Mary Yuksh of Good Life Zen, and this one is about starting new habits and dealing with change. I actually had a couple of people ask me via email about dealing with or accepting change, and this one fits in a bit into that realm, but also with creating change. So I thought it'd be helpful. But really quick, if you appreciate this podcast, I have a really quick and easy way you can show your support, and that is to join my free weekly newsletter. You'll hear from me directly, learn a little bit more about what I'm doing, but also some small life tips and hacks. Plus you get entered to win a book every month, all free, and you can join by texting the word optimal to the number 44222. You can also join by visiting my site, oldpodcast.com. And if you join and you reply to any of the emails, I will read it. And for suggestions and stuff like that, I will try to find you posts to help you out. So hopefully I'll see you there. But for now, let's start optimizing your life. What You Need to Know Before Starting a New Habit, by Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com. Change, real change, is difficult. It may be easy to wear a new hairstyle and pin up some new affirmations on the fridge, but that's just glossing the exterior. Deep change is different. It's the kind of transformation caterpillars go through in order to become butterflies. Why change is difficult? Change is painful because we cling to our idea of who we are, warts and all. That's why there's a sense of loss when we change. We lose part of what we think defines us. Even unhappiness or being overweight or feeling bad about ourselves is something we cling to. That's why it's so hard to change. Quote, all changes, even the most longed for, have their melancholy. For what we leave behind us is a part of ourselves. We must die to one life before we can enter another. Anatole France. Why continuity is important. In order to feel grounded, a certain amount of continuity in life is important. Make sure you don't change too much at once. If you plan to make major changes to your life, just focus on one thing at a time. Quote, continuity gives us roots. Change gives us branches, letting us stretch and grow and reach new heights. Pauline R. Kezer. When is the time for change right? That's a difficult question, but the answer is really quite simple. You are ready to change when the pain of remaining as you are is greater than the pain of change. Quote, it's not that some people have willpower and some don't. It's that some people are ready to change and others are not. James Gordon. True change is in the mind. Every change that we make is basically a change of mindset. The most important skill you need for change is the ability to put unskillful thoughts aside and let them go. When you notice your thoughts going into a negative arena, say to yourself, I won't follow that thought, and intentionally bring your mind to bear on the present moment. Quote, the universe is change. Our life is what our thoughts make it. Marcus Aurelius. Why letting go works better than trying hard. Change doesn't usually come about through a great effort. It comes about through a series of small decisions. For example, if you're trying to get fitter, then the small decisions about going out and exercising are the ones that will affect that change. At those moments, you need to let go of the whiny thoughts about how hard it'll be and how tired you are right now. When you let go, you work with the flow of thoughts. When you try hard, you're paddling upstream. Quote, by letting it go, it all gets done. The world is won by those who let it go. But when you try and try, the world is beyond winning. Lao Tzu. How far are you willing to change? Do you want to stay basically the same, but just adjust a few things here and there? Or are you ready for deep change? Both are viable options, but if you opt for the second one, you'll need to gather all your spiritual, mental, and physical strength in order to achieve the change. Quote, any transition serious enough to alter your definition of self will require not just small adjustments in your way of living and thinking, but a full-on metamorphosis. Martha Beck. Are small steps better or big leaps? It depends on the kind of change you want to affect. I would say that if you want to change an addiction, a leap is better. Years ago, I was a heavy smoker. The first I tried was to get myself off smoking by gradually reducing the amount of cigarettes I smoked each day. That didn't work for me because it led to obsessing about when I could smoke the next cigarette. The only thing that finally worked was to stop completely from one moment to the next. However, if you want to create a new wholesome habit, incremental change works a lot better. Change happens one moment at a time. It's best to focus on the small decisions of each moment that make up change and not look ahead to transformation. It's like struggling up a mountain. Keep on looking up to that distant peak and you'll feel discouraged and tired. But take one step at a time and you'll be surprised how much height you've gained when you look back. Quote, always remember that the future comes one day at a time. Dean Acheson. Changing and challenging ourselves keeps us alive and growing. It's always an easier option to go with the status quo, but if we keep on doing that, our capacity contracts. The great thing about life is that we can invent ourselves over and over. We can continually discover new skills and new areas of experience as we go through life. It's sometimes a struggle, but it leads to a vibrant and fulfilled life. Quote, after you've done a thing the same way for 2 years, look it over carefully. After 5 years, look at it with suspicion. And after 10 years, throw it away and start all over. Alfred Edward Perlman. What are you going to change in your life? You just listened to the post titled, What You Need to Know Before Starting a New Habit by Mary Yuksh of GoodLifeZen.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I liked how she backed up her points with some inspirational quotes. I thought that was unique and a nice little touch. Before I head out, this is the place where many podcasters would mention their sponsor, but I don't have one. So if you appreciate this podcast, you can support the show by joining my free weekly newsletter, which comes with some fun free stuff. Just text OPTIMAL to 44222, or you can visit me online at oldpodcast.com. And that's episode 71. I'll be back tomorrow with my usual Silver Sunday segment. That's a lot of S's. Anyway, I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.